Hi, listeners. Welcome to the first ever episode of my podcast. Welcome, welcome, and welcome again. So the topic for today is, what do you have in your hands? And our scripture will be taken principally from Exodus chapter 4. So I'll read from verse 1 to 3 and then verse 20. Exodus chapter 4. Then Moses answered and said, but suppose they will not believe me or listen to my voice. Suppose they say, the Lord has not appeared to you. 2. So the Lord said to him, what is that in your hand? He said, a rod. 3. And he said, cast it on the ground. So he cast it on the ground and it became a serpent, and Moses fled from it. Verse 20. Then Moses took his wife and his sons and set them on a donkey, and he returned to the land of Egypt, and Moses took the rod of God in his hand. Notice, in verse 2 it's a rod, in verse 20 it's the rod of God. After God begins to use the rod, in another version it says the shepherd's staff. God uses this thing which is, in quotes, of no value to the human eyes. And in verse 20, it becomes the rod of God. Today's topic, what do you have in your hands? It's just a reflection of something that God has been teaching me, and a verse that actually birthed this podcast. You know, the Holy Spirit was prompting me, what do you have in your hands? I have my voice, I have my phone. And here we are. But you, what do you have in your hands? What are you doing with what you have in your hands? 1 Corinthians 1:27 says, but God had chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God had chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. The things in which we place no value, the things in which we don't think God can use, exactly what he uses. Moses did not think of himself worthy to take any position to save people. He himself needed saving. After what he had done in his past, I'm sure he was living with guilt. And now God is saying, go to the people who are probably looking for you to kill you because you killed an Egyptian, and go and free Israelites. He's thinking, what? Seriously? God, just chill. Like, so if I go, who should I tell them sent me? God says, I am. Tell them I am sent you. I'm sure it freaked Moses out. Moses said, look, I stammer. I'm not really good. He's like, that's fine. Aaron will be your mouthpiece. God did not leave any single loophole for him to get out of. But one of the things that you will find is that God was going to use what he had in his hands. So what do you have in your hands? When we read 2 Kings chapter 4 verse 2, we see that Elisha meets a widow. She's like, look, I really owe people. They want to take my sons. My husband was a prophet. Help me. In 2 Kings 4:2, Elisha says, what should I do for you? Then he says, tell me, what do you have in the house? What do you have again? Then it struck me that God will use what we have to glorify his name. Once you allow God to use what you have in your hands, you will do exploits. There's no two ways about that. And as long as the woman had jars to fill with oil, she had, well, if you don't know the story, she had a jar of oil, and Elisha says, okay, go get more jars, as many jars as you can, fill them until there's no more oil to pour from that one jar of oil that you have. She does exactly that, and the moment she pours into the last jar, the oil stops flowing. God will use a vessel as long as it is available. So what do you have in your hands? What are you sitting on? What are you refusing to use? What do you think is not good enough to use? Each and every one of us has something in our hands. What did I have to start a podcast? I had a phone. I had an idea. I had encouragement. And here we are. What do you have to accomplish the task you want to accomplish? I have a friend who is cooking African food in Europe. Okay. Through her food, she's bringing cultures together. Cultures which may have never mingled or mixed are coming together because of her food. She's using what she has in her hands. What are you doing? I know people that love technology. They are building applications, sharing the word of God, making knowledge available. They are using what they have. What do you have in your hands? Maybe you are great at keeping agenda, people's agenda. You are great at, you know, communicating with people. You are great at drawing. You are great at art. There's nothing that is too small and too insignificant. God used a shepherd's staff to divide the Red Sea. He used a shepherd's staff to provide water to the Israelites from a rock. There's nothing God cannot do with anything, because He's omnipotent. He's the all-powerful one. It's with the little things that God intends to do big things. Things that are of no value. If you remember, we read in 1 Corinthians 1:27 that God chooses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Never imagine, assume, I don't know, speculate that what you have is too small to be used. It takes me to the parable of the talents in Matthew 25:14-29. So a man is going on a trip. He gives his servants 1 5, 1 2, and 1 1 talent. The one with 5 goes and, you know, multiplies. The one with 2 same, and the one with 1 hides it. And every time I read it, I imagine the reason why the servants would do that. And I thought, he probably felt that his talent was so insignificant that he wouldn't make profit on the money that he was given. It's so small. What can I do with this? Let me just hide it and give it back. And many of us do that with what God has given us. What I have is so insignificant. I'll just keep it for as long as I can. And then perhaps, when God calls me home, I give Him back what He gave me, which I don't think could have done anything anyway. That's definitely not true. What do you have in your hands? How are you affecting those around you with what God has placed in you? I know so many people assume and think, well, you know, I don't think there's anything that I have that I can do. But look. Look at the story of Moses, the story of the widow. It wasn't anything they were necessarily doing. They just had to have something they were presenting to God to use. And that was it. God used the jar of oil. He used a shepherd's staff to change the destiny of Israelites. To change the destiny of the widow and her 2 sons who would have been taken as slaves. What is it that God will not do with what you have? Whatever it is, today I pray that the Holy Spirit will open your eyes to see everything that He has placed in you, everything that He has given to you that you can use to change the world, to share ideas, to bring the gospel to nations. There's nothing that is insignificant. There's nothing that's small. Everything, literally everything, can easily be valuable, can easily affect people in positive ways. And each and every one of us has been blessed with something that can change the world. And so I pray today that even as you go through your evening, you go through your week, you think about it. What do I have in my hands? In verse 2, we see it's a rod. By verse 20, it's a rod of God. Even if people thought that what you had was insignificant, later these same people will say, this is a thing of the Lord. Once you would entrust it into God's hands, He would do with it what you could never have done with it in a million years. And that's how God functions. So ask yourself, what do I have in my hands? What's that passion burning inside of me? What is that thing that I've been wanting to do for so long? Just place it in God's hands and see Him do amazing, mighty, wonderful things with that one talent you might have had, with that one CD, with that $1, €1, £1, £1. God can do amazing things with the least of us. And we see it throughout scripture. He chose the least of the least, and He made them the greatest of the greatest. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for everybody under the sound of my voice. Today we have learned to ask ourselves, what do we have in our hands? Father, I pray that you will cause us to recognize the things that you intend to place value on in our lives. Things we may have neglected, things we may have made light of. Father, from today, may we recognize that these are actually the things through which you intend to bring change into our lives, into the world, into economies. Father, some of us have groundbreaking ideas we've been sitting on for ages. Father, thank you that today you've made us realize that we need to ask ourselves, what do we have in our hands? Father, not just ask ourselves, but act on the question by saying, Lord, I dedicate this to you. I give you this thing that I have. Will you lead me to make a difference? Thank you, Holy Spirit. We honor you and we thank you for an amazing time in your presence. May our lives never be the same again. And may we know that each and every one of us has something to offer. In Jesus' name, amen.